All right, welcome to another episode of Locals to Legends Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, Gene Jackson, and as always, we are brought to you by WrestlingNewsCenter.com. Check out WrestlingNewsCenter.com daily for news stories, results, columns, upcoming events, and much, much more of everything you need to stay informed about the world of professional wrestling at WrestlingNewsCenter.com. We are also brought to you by Bomberware, high-quality pro wrestling gear made by the Bomber Jack Lord. Tights, trunks, singlets, masks, you name it, and Jack Lord can make it happen. You can check out his Facebook page to see some of his work at facebook.com/bomberware, and you can also contact him at bomberjacklord@gmail.com. And remember, like I always say, even if you can't work like a pro, you can at least look like one if you go to Bomberware on Facebook. All right, so tonight is our IWA Deep South Carnage Cup 10 special, and it is going to be this weekend, February 28th and March 1st is the Carnage Cup. The 10th anniversary is taking place in Jasper, Tennessee, at the YBW Arena. Come out and celebrate 10 years of Southern Ultraviolence with what promises to be the biggest one yet. 17 men will compete for the Carnage Cup, and one of the odds-on favorites is going to be my guest right here tonight. I'm talking about the Mental Messiah, Insane Lane, is my guest. But before we get to that, let's remind everybody, if you want to get your tickets, and I suggest you go ahead and get your tickets now, don't wait and show up at the building hoping you can get some because they might be sold out. So go right now to iwadeepsouth.com. Stay there now. You can go ahead and purchase your tickets. That way, your spot is saved. You know you will be there for what is sure to be one of the most unforgettable and unbelievable weekends of ultraviolence that you've ever seen. If you have not experienced a Carnage Cup, if you have not experienced Deathmatch Wrestling Live, this is the one you want to go to. This isn't some local crap where people out there slapping each other with cookie sheets. This is the real deal. This is what you've read about. This is what you've heard about. This is what you've seen the clips on YouTube of. But it's nothing like experiencing it live. It's just not the same seeing it on DVD. So if you are within driving distance of Jasper, Tennessee, which means if you own a car, you're always within driving distance, get out there this weekend and experience the Carnage Cup firsthand. Get your tickets now and go see it. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. It is quite the experience that you will not forget. We've done so many podcasts together, been friends on Facebook, and messaged and chatted back and forth where I feel like we're old friends, but strangely, we've never actually met in person. So this weekend at Carnage Cup will actually be the first time we've actually spoke in person, so I'm looking forward to it.
I know. That's kind of weird, you know. I feel like I've known you forever, but, you know, we've never really had a face-to-face talk time or anything before. So, yeah, be good to see you there.
You too, man. Well, you know, different time. I've spoken to you at different stages of your career, and you know, a lot of ups and downs in the last few years. And did you think this time last year that you would be preparing to step back in the ring for possibly the most violent death match tournament in the country, the IWA Deep South Carnage Cup, when 2015 rolled around?
Be honest with you, Gene, no, I didn't. I had been pretty much thought that everything had passed me by. You know, I haven't really wrestled in 5 years. And, you know, my last match was Carnage Cup at 2010, and I walked away for a while. I've had a couple of matches in between, but nothing to the severity of a Carnage Cup match. You know, those matches are a totally different shade of animal, if you want to call it that. But I don't know. I guess sometime last year I started to get the itch again. Mainly some people were talking about Tournament of Death on CZW, and I was just thinking, man, I wish I could have another chance to go at that. And I talked to my wife about it, and my wife was like, no, you ain't getting into that crazy shit again. She's like, she says, you're all healed up now, and and you're better. You don't want to get into that again. And I kept telling her, and I was like, you don't understand. You know, it's something I really want to do. And you know, and Carnage. And I told her about Carnage Cup. I said, you know, the 10th anniversary is coming up. And I was thinking, you know, it wouldn't be the same if I wasn't there. You know, I'm one of the original guys that started it. So.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it wouldn't be the same if I wasn't there, you know. So I talked to my wife, I talked to my family about it, and they are a little bit, they're a little antsy about it, but they support me, and they trust my judgment. If that's a good thing or not, I don't know, but they trust my judgment into going and doing these matches again, and I've just really accepted the fate that this is my fate, that death matches is pretty much my calling card. You know, I should have been so good at them, I guess.
That's true. That can cost you being too good at something sometimes. But man, you know, me and you talked about it before, and I've said it time and time again, and why you are a great death match wrestler, and the credit to deathmatch wrestling, and somebody that people who defend it can look to as a guy who does it the right way. At the same time, you can't lose sight of the fact that, you're a very talented wrestler. I've seen you have matches with Samoa Joe, Cabana Man Dan. I got to admit, I was telling somebody just the other day, you know, that I kind of came along late in the game, and the first time I ever saw you wrestle was on a deathmatch DVD. And I saw a couple of those before I saw your two or three match series you had with Cabana Man Dan for Deep South. And then I got a hold of the DVD of you wrestling Joe. And I was like, man, you know, this is a guy that's not doing death matches because he has to. He's doing them because he truly loves it, because the guy obviously has talent outside of that. And I have a lot of respect for that. You know, a lot of guys, and you know this yourself, and I know it makes – guys like you sick that actually can work and can work the deathmatch style as safely as it can be worked, that there was a time period, and I think maybe it's getting better now, but you know yourself, there was a time period where guys who couldn't work were slipping in the back door of the wrestling business because they were willing to go out there and just take anything. And in the process of not being trained, were hurting guys who were trained. And it was really a scary concept for, you know, somebody like you or Tank or any of these guys that are well-versed in it to go get in the ring with somebody who you really just don't know what you're stepping in there with from a professional perspective.
Yeah, I think it's gotten a little better. You know, I think the genre of it is people noticing now that it takes a special skill to be able to do death matches and do them right. I mean, it's not just, you know, getting cut up and taking the same amounts of punishment. You know, there's an application process to it. You know, you gotta know how to work, first of all. I mean, if you don't know how to work, you know, you're going to end up hurting yourself or hurting somebody else. And you know, so it's very important to have a good background in wrestling. You know, I get emails from young kids all the time, like, oh, I want to be a wrestler. I want to be a deathmatch wrestler. How do I do it? How I do it? Well, first thing I tell them is stay in school, first of all, and then the second thing is to get trained by somebody. I mean, it may not be the most the more credentials they have, the better you have a chance of getting somewhere. You know, just get somebody that knows what they're doing to train you, and then go from there. You know, but they just think that, oh, you know, me and my friends go in the backyard and we watch a couple of CZW tapes and we copy what they're doing, and that's all there is to it. But there's a lot more that goes into it than a layman would think that it does.
Absolutely. I mean, another guy who's just the face of Deep South and Carnage Cup and Deathmatch in general, Spider Boudreaux. I was working regular wrestling shows with Spider 16 years ago in Mississippi and Alabama before he ever set foot in a deathmatch ring. And, you know, he was a guy that could work and had a good gimmick going on and later found his way into deathmatches. I think a lot of people lose sight of that, that, you know, guys like, you know, Spider even, who are most known for their death matches, still have that background like you're talking about. You know, they learned to wrestle first. They worked regular shows first and still do on occasion before they dove into the death match side of things.
Right, right. I mean, we're all workers first, you know, and then, you know, we have our own specialty, you know. You might be a technical, say, you know, one guy's a technical wizard, you know, and he wrestles like Dean Malenko, you know, and one guy brawls like Bruiser Brody, you know. I mean, everybody's got their own little specialty, and, you know, and each one carries weight in the wrestling business. I don't think people shitting on death matches per se is, I don't think that's fair. I mean, there was a time, you know, in a couple of years ago where I didn't want to do death and do, I just wanted to do regular matches, but that didn't seem to happen. It just seems like everybody wanted me, oh, come on, man, do this one match for me. Like, I worked for Birmingham Hardcore Wrestling last year, and I told them, I was like, I don't want to do anything crazy. And then I ended up doing something crazy, so.
Well, you know, I mean,
you talked me into it. All right.
You know, the insane lane of 2015 is a father, a husband, a guy who has a whole life outside of wrestling. And I know we've all of us is involved in wrestling. I don't say all of us, but most of us, and me especially, have all had that point in time where you think you've gotten it out of your system. You've moved on, you know, I'm done with it. I still love it because it's part of me. I watch it and keep up with it, but I've got it out of my system. I don't have to go do it. And then, you know, time passes, and then one day you wake up and you realize, like, I got to go do this. I've got to imagine, you kind of touched on it earlier, but I can only imagine having seen you go through the injuries and the toll it's taken on you, what kind of bravery it took to have that conversation with your wife to let her know that you're voluntarily going back into this and risking, you know, going through all that all over again, because regardless of how well-trained you or your opponent is, with all those risk factors that you're bringing into it, it's still hard to completely control what goes on, and the potential for injury is, you know, times a thousand of a regular match.
Right. Right. Yeah, it took a little bit of bravery on my part to tell the missus that, hey, I want to do this again. You know, I've battled some demons over the last few years, and I've finally gotten behind me. You know, you might have heard about my drink. I had a drinking problem, and I've about got it licked. I've got some sobriety under my belt again, and I'm feeling a lot better. And you know, there just been the times that you spoke to me, you know, on other interviews and stuff, I'd be lit up or pissed off at something, you know. And this time, you know, this is like the first real interview I've had that I wasn't lit up or had some kind of grudge or something. Or whatever, you know, this is just a regular old interview I'm giving, trying to push a show for everybody to come see, and it'll be a good show too. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad that you know you've had a lot of people pulling for you and a lot of people supporting you in your sobriety and battles outside the ring, and I'm glad to hear that that's coming along and that you're doing well with it. And, you know, that's what's important. You know, that's the main thing. That's the main battle you need to win. But like I said, I'm excited to see you here this weekend. Now, it's already known that you are going to be facing the suicidal beast Bryant Woods in the first round. How well do you know Bryant Woods, and how do you feel going into that one?
I actually know Bryant Woods. I actually faced him last year at that Birmingham Hardcore Wrestling Show, the one I told you that I didn't want to do anything, but then that we ended up going a little, doing some hardcore stuff in there. You know, I think I know him pretty well, know what he's capable of in the ring. He's an up and comer. He's one of the new generation of deathmatch guys that wants to. He's hungry, wants to make a name for himself, and I guess he's thinking, you know, this weekend he's going to try to make his name on my account. But I'm going to make sure that, you know, hey, you know, Insane Lane is still Insane Lane. He's going to learn today. That's all. Is pretty much I'm pretty much going to say on that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta support that logic, because even if Bryant Woods wasn't able to make it all of the way through and win, if he was just able to pull off a victory against a Carnage Cup legend like Insane Lane, I mean, it would boost his stock, for lack of a better word, on the deathmatch scene. Just that one victory alone would do wonders for him. So you know he's going to bring it. And want to do whatever it takes to try to at least get past Insane Lane and move on in the tournament.
Yeah, he's I don't expect anything less from him. I know he's going to bring his A game, and you know he's tough. He's in shape. He's a lot of things, and I just look forward to the battle, and hopefully I can come out a victor and hopefully win a second one. It's going to be hard, though, man. The lineup this year is stacked. There's guys on there I know, but there's some guys on there I don't know of, which is cool. You know, give some new guys an opportunity and stuff. But, you know, you got guys in there like Corporal Robinson, Tank, The Freak Show, you know, Spider in there, you know. You know it's going to be hard to advance in this Carnage Cup with guys like that in the ring. So I just hope that my return isn't short lived, and I lay a big stinking egg out in the middle of the ring. I've had nightmares about that the last few days.
I get
in the ring and I forget who I forget how to do everything.
No, I don't think that'll happen. But, you know, you got guys like Angel of Death, John Rare. I mean, he's been scratching and clawing, you know, trying to come out the victor in one of these things, and it's always just been right out of his grasp. So he's somebody you got to watch. And then John Wayne Murdoch is a guy that's made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Not only in death matches, but just regular matches. Murdoch's a heck of a talent. He's somebody you got to look out for.
Yeah, gotta look out for him. Definitely gotta look out for Murdoch. I've heard nothing but good things about him, and there's a couple of guys in there. Like you said, John Rare's one. You know, but you also got the established guys that are looking, you know, be like, hey, you know, I'm still around, you know, and I can still kick some ass, and I'm going to this tournament. So you gotta watch out for those guys. I know Corp has been on the internet talking like he's a man possessed. So he's a guy you got to watch out for. So, you know, it's going to be a really interesting tournament this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I think Kevin's done a really good job at putting it together. And you know, it should be a great show.
I'll tell you another guy you gotta consider too, Hardcore Terry Houston, who won a tournament beating Masada, Madman Pondo, and Necro Butcher in the course of one night.
I've never
been that thing.
Jesus Christ! I didn't even know that.
Absolutely, he did that last. I think it was the beginning of last year, maybe the end of the prior year. But yeah, that it kind of you know, boosted him from one of the $5 wrestlers to a guy that everybody had to take serious in the deathmatch world.
Wow.
And then, like we said, you know, there's always, you have a lot of guys that people are like, well, I haven't heard of that guy, but there's always at least one or two that break out and all, you know, manage to steal the show and shock everybody that they didn't see coming. Like for me personally, when I went to the one in Coleman, you know, I'd never heard of Matt Tremont before that night, but you certainly knew him afterwards, man. What, you know, the show he went out there and put on that night was amazing. And so you never know these guys that you're thinking, well, I don't know who that is. They'll be the ones to shock you, and then they may not win it, but by God, they'll do something you're not going to forget.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Well, out of all those guys, if you know, once you get past Bryant Woods, and that's not to dismiss Bryant Woods, but you know, we're going to assume that Insane Lane's going to take him out. Who would you like to definitely see yourself facing amongst that crowd, and who would you maybe hope to not end up with amongst that crowd?
I would like to try my hand against old John Wayne Murdoch, to be honest with you. I've just heard some good things about him from Mid-South and, you know, in regular matches and in hardcore matches, you know, death matches or whatever, you know, he's got him a nice little following, and I'd like to test my mettle against him. And here, let's see, somebody I wouldn't want to face.
Not a knock on him, just, you know.
Not a knock on him.
You know, it would be, you know it would be rough, you know.
Let's see here. I really don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, I'll take on anybody. So, I mean, I might be laid back, but I'll take on anybody. I serve anyone anytime, and there ain't really nobody I wouldn't want to face. So when I do beat Bryan Woods this weekend, whoever's in my way, just better be ready. And like I said, I hope it's maybe John Wayne Murdoch. I think we can have a good match, and maybe Corporal Robinson. You know, we've had our battles. Maybe Tank. Hell, it might be me and Freesia for the 637th time. I mean,
well, that's what I was about to say, man. You know, the hardcore IWA fans, just for no other reason, sentimental reasons, would love to see Insane Lane and the Freak Show tie up at the 10th anniversary. Because I mean, who has shed more blood against each other for Deep South, Mid South, anywhere there's the letters IWA than Insane Lane versus Freak Show? Well, together and, you know, as a team.
Yeah.
Or as a
we have had our battles too against each other and as a team, you know. It's kind of like Terry Funk and Mick Foley, you know. You make good as a team, but you also make good opponents, you know. So it just seems to work out that way. So,
well, I think whoever you end up in there with, you can't go wrong. Like you said, it's an impressive lineup. And good God, Kevin Brennan always manages to come up with some absolutely sick matches. And now that he's got Nathan Hamilton helping him, and he's inventing all these contraptions and weapons, and his sick mind is in the mix. God help y'all, because who knows what all is going to be brought out. I mean, we've already heard first round matches, but you know it's just going to get worse as the tournament goes on, and who knows what we're going to see.
Yeah, I know this one semifinals I saw was Nathan's Playground of Doom or something like that, and it's supposed to be the people that's been in it recently you don't hear from anymore. Except Bryant Woods, he's the only one that's really survived, I guess, that match and lived to tell about it. So that's another thing, I guess, another plus on Bryant Woods' side is his toughness to take on that kind of match and still be around. So I don't know. I haven't really followed Carnage Cup the last few years because of because of whatever reasons that was in my mind, whether it was bitterness or I was trying to convince myself I didn't care about it anymore or something like that. So I haven't really followed the most recent ones. So I don't know what the Playground of Doom is, or the Pat's Purgatory Death Match, or the Exorcist Death Match, or the one they got me in with lit candles, no barbed wire, and light tubes. That'll be fun. Be like a candle, be
well,
a hardcore candlelit. Maybe I should bring some dinner. And we have like a hardcore candlelit dinner or something.
There you go. It'll be both brutal and romantic at the same time.
There you go. There you go.
Homeboy Nathan last year, man, or not last year, but the last, I believe it was the last Carnage Cup. I've seen him out of order, so I may be screwing it up for the fans who are listening who are methodical about this. Don't email me and bitch at me for not knowing. But he had what he called the deathbed out there. It was a bed frame wrapped in barbed wire with, like, light tubes and all this shit attached to it, man. It was just brutal. I mean, and I want to say it was Spider that ended up in that thing. And something I would want no part of. Good God, it was, you know, he comes up with some stuff, man. Like I said, I don't envy you as far as what you'll have to endure. Now, let me ask this question. This may show my ignorance here again, and I'm sure some of the hardcore fans that have followed it, no pun intended, can correct me, and you may know or not know. Has there ever been a two-time Carnage Cup winner?
No. Not to my knowledge, there hasn't been.
I don't believe there has. So that's something you could achieve that's never been done.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year we have our first two-time one, you know. And I know a lot of people have their favorites, and I know Spire Boudreaux is always a favorite. That guy won't quit until he's dead. That's one thing about Spire, man. He'll keep going until there ain't nothing left in him. So he's a favorite to win it, and he won in, well, I don't know what year he won. He won in, what, 2012? I can't remember.
Yeah, 11 or 12, something like that. Like I said, man, I've seen random ones at random times, but I hadn't sat and watched them in succession to really know the order of things, which I guess I should study up on that kind of stuff now that I'm pseudo-involved with it. But I know Spider is a past winner. I know he would like nothing more to be the first two-time winner. And like you said, I mean, Spider, I mean, he won't stop until he's dead, and I'm not convinced that'll stop him. He's like a zombie. You'd probably have to chop his head off to get him to quit.
Yeah, because, pretty much. That's a good comparison. He's a zombie. You got to chop his head off for him to stop. Deathmatch zombie, Spider Boudreaux. There you go.
Sorry, Spider. I can hear Kevin now. Hey, man, here's what we're going to do. John Ritter's going to chop your head off. It'll be all right. We got a medic up here, sew it back on.
Man, no one ever believe it, man. It'd be crazy.
Like the first time ever, ain't nobody. I mean, there's been people get hurt, but ain't nobody ever had their head chopped off in the corner in a death match. Nobody.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm just kidding, Kevin. If you're listening, don't get mad at me again.
We're just playing.
But yeah, it's going to be perhaps the biggest and the best this weekend, and 17 people in the lineup. So people are definitely going to get their money's worth when they come out for the 10th annual Carnage Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And XPW announcer Chris Kloss is going to be hosting the event, so that's exciting.
Chris Kloss has seen some
wild stuff in his day.
Yeah, that'd be a good addition to it, to the announced team.
Absolutely.
His expertise. He's seen, well, like you said, he's seen his share of crazy stuff at XPW, but I don't know, man. I don't know if he's seen some of the stuff that he's gonna see at Carnage Cup. I don't know if he's ready for it, man.
I don't either, man. Because XPW is wild, but Carnage Cup is a whole nother ball game. It takes it up a few notches, not just a notch. It takes it up several notches. So I hope he is ready for what he's gotten himself into.
Yeah.
So we'll cover the rest of the card. Of course, you know, always on day two, you've got some non-tournament matches. So we've got the $10 Crimson Mask Deathmatch Rumble, and this is going to be the crown the first IWA Deep South $10 champion. And it says the wrestlers must have a Crimson Mask before an elimination can occur. So I take that to mean that they're going to have to be busted open before they can be thrown out of this Battle Royal.
I guess so. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yep. So that should be exciting. You got Big Donnie, Pork Chop Cash Jr., Little Donnie, Psycho, Jeff Hart, and Alex Bison. As far as Battle Royals go, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but I've got to think Big Donnie is a favorite because, number one, he's the $5 wrestling champion. Number two, he's bigger than the rest of the guys combined. I don't know how you'd get him over the top rope, whether you bust his head open or not. Or is it just a matter of you simply get your head busted to get eliminated? That'll be one of those times where the rule of explanation will be a huge factor.
Yeah, I need to clarify the rules on that because I don't know. Like you said, it could be you got to have your head busted open before you get thrown over the top or are you eliminated when you get a Crimson Mask?
Because if it's just a Crimson Mask, the smart move would be for these other five guys to attack him as soon as the bell rings and bust his head open before this thing even gets started and get him out of there. But if they got to get him over the top, that's going to be a tall order. Now, another match that I'm bringing to the Carnage Cup, you know, I wasn't going to go into this very, very heavy here because I don't do a lot of quote-unquote in-character stuff on the show. But, I'm going to be at the Carnage Cup, and I'm going to do something to my knowledge that hasn't been done before. I've never known of anyone, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I've never known of anyone that was a part of the Carnage Cup show coming out and being against death matches and being anti-hardcore. Has anybody ever?
No, I don't think so.
So, I am going to be about as popular as, I don't even know a good analogy to say. I'm probably going to need to wear a helmet because if I go out there against death matches at the Carnage Cup, it could be a bad thing. But I'm going to bring my answer to offset the Carnage Cup, I guess the opposite of it, what I feel is the future of wrestling, softcore wrestling. It's going to be a new revolution in wrestling. In the 90s, you had the hardcore revolution, and in the 2000s, you're now going to have the softcore revolution. And I'm going to be putting on a gauntlet match to crown my first ever LXW softcore champion.
Okay.
And amongst the people that I've got competing for this belt, I've got James Hardy. I've got $5 wrestling star Freight Train. I've got Chikara wrestlers like Missile Assault Ant, Juan Francisco de Coronado, Oleg the Usurper. I've got the Kosher Chef. And I've got who will probably be the most controversial character maybe ever in wrestling. I don't know one that'll be more controversial, and that's Rape Face Ronnie Jenkins. I don't know if you know
Ronnie Jenkins.
I don't know if you know Ronnie. You'll get to know him this weekend, and the IWA Deep South fans will get to know him this weekend. And if you want to get to know him sooner, go to ringsidevideos.com and order the $5 wrestling or $10 wrestling shoots, excuse me. Rape Face Ronnie Jenkins interview, and it's something to behold.
Yeah, I saw a commercial for that. He said, "Time to put some stinky on the pinky." Yeah, that sold me right there.
Ooh, yeah.
I like this guy.
it's got to be seen to be believed. But Ronnie Jenkins, I think, is going to make his mark. he's going to put a little stinky on everybody's pinky this Sunday in Jasper. If you know what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Make sure and check that one out. Like I say, I've got a vested interest in it because I'm actually bringing this match to the hardcore fans of IWA Deep South, and I hope they appreciate it.
Hopefully they don't bombard you with batteries or anything.
Oh, God help me. I should probably wear a suit of honor more out there like Lanny Poffo, but hopefully there's some few people out there who'll get that reference. God help them. But, and then there's going to be a YBW Hardcore Championship match, Acid versus Little Bink versus Mikey G. Now, no offense to these guys, but I'm not familiar with YBW, and I'm not familiar with these guys, but I'm sure they're going to make us familiar with them by the time that one's over, and that should be an exciting match as well.
Yeah. Should be pretty good. You know, they got their work cut out for them, you know, with the Carnage Cup going on, and they're going to have to really step up their game if they want to impress that crowd.
Absolutely. And then they got somebody that I'm quite sure will impress the crowd, somebody we're both familiar with, and that's ROH star Corey Hollis. A guy from Alabama. I assume I guess you're familiar with him. I don't know if maybe he come along.
I know of him, but that's about it. I know of him.
Yeah, he's a hell of a talent. He's taking on Eric Michaels. Eric, I'm not real familiar with, but I know Corey well, and man, he is. He's been doing some big things here lately. Him and his partner over there in North Carolina, I heard they got a win over the Young Bucks the other night. Young Bucks are like the hottest tag team in wrestling right now, so that says a lot. So that's it. That's your card for the IWA Deep South Carnage Cup 10. For more information on tickets, you can purchase your tickets now. You do not have to wait. In fact, I would suggest you not wait. And until you get there this weekend, you go to iwadeepsouth.com, and you can buy your tickets. You can get a ringside ticket for both days. There's also general admission tickets for each day. I would suggest is going and getting your tickets for both at once, and stay the whole weekend, man. You don't want to come see just one day or the other. You got to experience the whole thing, right?
Oh yeah, got to see day one and day two. Make the experience a complete success, if you want to call it that. You gotta see both day one and day two. You don't want to miss out any of these matches, because everybody there is going to bring the house down. Everybody's going to be feeding off the crowd and just going all out for everybody there. So be sure to check out both days.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting to the end here. We're going to wrap up. Is there anything else that we didn't cover you'd like to maybe cover? Anything you want to plug? Anything like that?
No, I think we got it all covered up. You know, I've learned over the years that less is more. I don't need to sit there and blab over and over and sound like a broken record. So I think we've covered everything.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Anybody want to give a shout out to that haven't heard from Insane Lane in a while or anything, or you good on that as well?
I guess give a shout out to everybody that's going to be there at Carnage Cup. All the fans have reached out to me and said, "Hey, is it true you're going to be there at Carnage Cup?" You know, I've told them yes, I'll be there. You know, just want to say hey to them. You know, and to some of the wrestlers I haven't seen in a while, you know, give a shout out to them. It's been a while for me, so it'd be like a little reunion of sorts.
It has. And one thing I want to touch on real quick before we go away, you made me think of that when you mentioned fans, is how amazing is it when you realize, when you get emails or you see stuff on message boards, and to realize that, you know, you're a guy that started out in Alabama and you're living over in Georgia now, and that there are people all over the globe, and there are Insane Lane fans in foreign countries, that are watching your matches, enjoying what you do, you know, and call, you know, contacting you through email and Facebook and letting you know. That's got to be a really good feeling, I would think.
It is. I still can't believe it to this day, you know. I mean, I got found out I had a fan from Turkey the other day, you know. I told my wife, I said, hey, there's somebody from Turkey that knows me. You know, it's, if you would have told me that when I first started wrestling, you know, in Alabama, you know, I would have just been happy, you know, if some people around at the local Walmart knew who I was. I would have been happy with that. But, you know, when I've got people from England, Japan, Germany, you know, the Philippines, Egypt, Africa, South Africa, you know, all over the world, Brazil, I mean, knows who I am and say, hey, I'm a fan of yours, you know, I really like your stuff, you know, it really feels good, and you know, it motivates you that much more to, motivates me that much more to go out there and put a good show on, which I plan to do this weekend.
And that is an upshot of being a deathmatch wrestler, because, man, those DVDs circulate around.
Mm-hmm.
Be it through legal means or the trading world.
Yeah.
A lot of it's bootleg, but nonetheless, that still means there's people all over the place that know who Insane Lane is, even if, bless their heart, if Smart Mark Video is not getting all the money they do deserve. Still good for you guys.
Yeah. Definitely good.
Well, all right, man. I appreciate you being on, and look forward, like I said, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and I wish you the best of luck, and most of all, I wish you safety, and I hope you win it, and if you don't, at the very least, I hope you can come away as injury-free as humanly possible in that environment.
All right, Gene. Well, I appreciate you having me on, brothers.
Take care and safe travels.
All right, you too, bro.
All right, that was it. That was my talk with the Mental Messiah, Insane Lane. And like I said, I really like the guy. And strangely, I feel like we're old friends, and I've known him for a long time online, but haven't met in person. And there's quite a few people like that. I've interviewed over the years, and I've kept in contact with via social media, and we haven't actually met, or we do eventually end up getting to meet, and it's cool. And that'll be one of those moments this weekend when I finally meet up with Insane Lane at the Carnage Cup. But a great guy, and like I just told him, I wish him well, and I hope he wins it. I'd like to see him be the first two-time winner of the Carnage Cup. I think he deserves it, and I think the fans would like it. But moving on, before we go, let's get to the portion of the show that has seemed to get more and more lengthy each week, but it's something I'm glad to do. I do it to support my friends. They support the podcast, and I support them by promoting their stuff here. And I'm on a lot of these shows, or my friends are on a lot of these shows, so it helps them out as well. So Pro South Wrestling every Friday night, 627 Southern Avenue in Piedmont, Alabama. Doors open at 6 p.m. and bell time is 7 p.m. Tickets are only $8. No reserve seats, so the first come, first serve on the tickets and the seats. Kids 4 and under are free. Each and every week, you'll see stars like Ace and Amy Haven, Big Tune, the Pro South champion Damian Saratone, Tyler Gage, Jed Johnson, Britt Jackson, Gene Jackson, all your favorite Pro South stars every Friday night right there in Piedmont, Alabama. IWF Slam is back on television. You can check out IWFSlam.com for all the info on their upcoming regional television tapings. You can find out how you can see IWF Slam on your television every Friday night at 1 a.m. Central Time. And you can also find out how to watch IWF Slam on your computer. If you're not in the North Mississippi area, you can still follow the IWF. You still can follow IWF Slam TV by going to the website IWFSlam.com. Go check it out. Go follow them on Twitter. Go like them on Facebook. Get in on IWF because it's going to be big, folks, and you want to be a part of it. All-Pro Championship Wrestling returns to Okolona, Mississippi on Saturday, March the 7th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a great night of action there in Okolona, as it has been since they started. They're building quite a following over there, having some great shows, and March 7th is going to be no different. You're going to see Bad Attitude, Tony Dabbs, Southern Thunder, Chris Kilgore, the debut of megastar Memphis Monroe, the All-Pro Champion 3G, Eric Wayne. You're also going to get a chance to see the star of WGN's Wrestling with Death, Derek King, will be in the house. So Derek, who has made quite a stir and is being seen by a whole new audience now via WGN and the Wrestling with Death show. And I know there's mixed feelings about it. There's a lot of people that had bad things to say about it. A lot of people loved it, and I'm counted among the ones that loved it. Me and my wife watched it every week as it was on, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to seeing Derek out there and getting a chance to talk to him. I haven't seen him in quite some time, and I think the fans are going to turn out to see him. So should be a great night. Okolona, Mississippi, March the 7th. Then the following day, Sunday, March the 8th, CWA Night of Legends, I guess maybe it's more of an afternoon of legends. 2 p.m. is going to be the bell time, Ripley, Mississippi, at the Tippah County Coliseum. And the legends are going to be there, folks. Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, the Barbarian, the Wild-Eyed Southern Boy, Tracy Smothers, and a man that we found out this week is going to now be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. One half of the Bushwhackers, Luke Williams, is going to be in Ripley. That's right. He's going to be there on Sunday, March the 8th, but there's going to be a huge main event. You're going to see Mid-South hardcore legend Motley Crue is going to be going one-on-one for the first time with ECW legend, the homicidal, genocidal, suicidal Sabu. That is going to be something to see. Not been an opportunity for fans in that area to get a chance to see Sabu. It's been years since they've seen Austin Idol, Tracy Smothers, Bushwhacker Luke, and the Barbarian. It's going to be a great show. There's going to be a lot of other great talent from around the area there. For more information about that, go to facebook.com/CWA Action. You can find out how to get your tickets now before that one sells out. Ring of Destiny is going to be debuting in Valley, Alabama on March the 14th at the Valley Sportsplex, featuring a one-night tournament to crown the first-ever Ring of Destiny champion. More details on this big show coming up soon. We're going to be having Booker Jack Lord's going to be on the show. I believe next week we're going to have him here on Locals to Legends Wrestling Radio, and we're going to be talking to him about the Ring of Destiny. But if you want to know more right now, if you can't wait till Jack comes on the show, check out facebook.com/Ring of Destiny, and you can find out all about it. You can find out about some of the stars that will be appearing on the show, and find out how you can go see it in Valley. Saturday, March 22nd, OWO comes to Nettleton, Mississippi at the high school. Going to be a big fundraiser show there, fresh off of a big show in Tupelo this past Saturday night. What a great turnout. Excuse me. A great turnout for the OWO Supercard. I hope this one will be the same. We're going to have Superstar Bill Dundee, the OWO champion Barry Wolf, the OWO tag team champions, the Monroe Brothers, Parental Advisory, Pure Destruction, Hollywood, Jimmy Blaylock, and all your other favorite OWO stars are going to be there. You can get your tickets now. You can go to the OWO page on Facebook at facebook.com/OWO Wrestling and get your tickets for the big show coming to Nettleton, Mississippi on March the 22nd. You know, I do all these plugs for my, you know, for various friends and promoters. And so if you will please bear with me, allow me to do a couple for myself here. Check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/CheapHeatTV. There's all sorts of great content on Cheap Heat TV. There's tons of old school wrestling matches, there's interviews and various other fun wrestling stuff, new and old on there. Not to mention I'm constantly adding new interviews that I've been conducting from my travels throughout the world of wrestling, such as my infamous one-on-one with Dangerous David Cox. That's caused quite the stir. It's been much more popular than I realized, and I'm very excited about it. It was fun to do, and it's getting more and more viewers every day, and I actually submitted it to Tosh.0 in hopes that at the very least they'll put it on their website and it'll put it in front of tons of eyes that ordinarily would not have seen it, and God forbid, maybe Daniel Tosh will take a liking to it and put at least a clip of it on his TV show. It would be amazing. Not for my benefit, but just for the benefit of people all over the country getting to meet and see Mississippi wrestling legend, Dangerous David Cox. I think everybody would enjoy getting to see David at his finest hour there on one-on-one. There's also my own location interviews that I've been doing at various shows here and there. You know, I did one with Jeremy Flynn. I did one recently with the Power Couple, Dustin Starr and Maria. I did one with Danny Dollar and Dirty, Terrell Moore, the OWO promoter. And I plan on doing a bunch more. I'm going to start trying to do at least one at every show I go to, if not more. And people seem to be enjoying them. I've got a lot of good feedback on them. So, hey, go to the page. Go to youtube.com/CheapBeatTV. Check it out. Subscribe to it. Share it. And hit me up with feedback. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you don't like it. Tell me people you would like to see me interview in the future. Do you know somebody who would be good for the one-on-one series? Or is there somebody you would like to know more about and you'd like to see them interviewed? If you'd like to see, hear someone interviewed here on Locals to Legends Wrestling Radio, give me their name, and if you have their contact info, include that. I'll get in touch with them. I'll try to have them on the show just for you. Hopefully some other people want to hear it too, but if nothing else, just for you, because you took the time to send it. You took the time to give me feedback and let me know that you're listening to the show, and it is much appreciated. And if you want to do that, if you want to contact me for any of the reasons that I just listed, you can do that by going on Facebook.com/KingOfAllWrestlingMedia, and you can add me as a friend on there. I pretty much add everybody on there until they say or do something stupid or send me enough game requests. I delete them, but pretty much everybody gets added to begin with. You can contact me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @VinceHatesUsAll. You can follow me on Instagram @GeneJackson95. And I've also got a store over at ProWrestlingTees.com. Yes, that's right. Gene Jackson, the King of All Wrestling Media, has a store at ProWrestlingTees.com, along with people like, CM Punk, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, just to name a couple, which is kind of crazy that I was able to sneak in the back door and get me a store before it took off the way it has. So if you want to support me, if you want to support the podcast, go on my Pro Wrestling Tees store, ProWrestlingTees.com/GeneJackson, buy a shirt, and help us out. If not, check it out anyway, because it's cool that I've got one, right? Thanks for listening, and like I said, go to the Carnage Cup, Jasper, Tennessee. If not, at the very least, order the DVD afterwards. Go to ringsidevideos.com and order a DVD from there. Check out the Rape Face Ronnie Jenkins DVD. It's crazy. It's hilarious. It's one of a kind. I will say that. There's nothing else wrestling related that you'll find quite like it. So go there and check it out. And
this is Ken Resnick, and I'm here to say we've got the greatest wrestlers in the AWA. But you're not here to listen to me mumble. Let's fill you in on the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Get on!
Wrestle Rock, be there.
We're the Midnight Rockers, Sean and Marty. We love to wrestle, and we love to party. You don't have to worry, we're not gonna fumble, cause we'll be shaking through the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Ow!
Wrestle Rock.
I'm the Sheik, and that's not funny. I got my army and lots of money. If Gunny in my way, I make him crumble. He be sorry, I did the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock, be there.
I'm Jerry Blackwell, I want to see. I want to get my hands on that pencil neck geek as I watch the EDF fumble. I'm going to make my splash in the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
The AWA, you, me, and Wrestle Rock.
I'm Greg Gagne, and I'm in a rage. I want Brody, and I want him in a cage. A high-flying dropkick will make him see double. I grind him up at the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Woo!
Wrestle Rock.
I'm Kurt Hennig.
And Big Scott Hall. As tag team champs, we'll take on them all.
So bring on the Long Riders, those dirtball dumbos.
We'll smear those wusses.
Do the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
This is Vic Bockwinkel, and I've got a passion. I'll get the title back from the humanoid Hanson. I've got the brains, and I'm not humble. I'll take the belt back and do the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock, April 20th, at the Dome.
Wrestle Rock, 86, be there.
I won't be through till I get done slapping around Scott and the Two. Gonna beat the ugly bartender into a bundle and laugh all the way doing Wrestle Rock Rumble. Ow!
This game talk got a mouth that won't quit, but I'm Scott the Two and wanna smack a little shit. And when I'm through, you won't be able to mumble. I'll be left alone doing the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Yeah!
Just one last word from the former champ Vern, but give a lot of thought to one more turn. There's some old scores that still give me trouble, and I'm starting to get the urge to do the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
So there you have it, and now you know them. And on April 20th, it's at the Dome. So get your ticket to be under the bubble, because you two can be doing the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Do it!
Wrestle Rock Rumble. Wrestle Rock Rumble.
The Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock Rumble.